This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Teeing it up and talking golf, it's why we're here, and it's what we do every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everyone. I'm Jay Ritchie alongside Debbie O'Connell, the Duke Robert DeCosa, our producer in Master Control. Thanks for listening and for being the most important part of what we do. And happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. It's a special day, so we got a special show today. Championship Sunday at the U.S. Open. There hasn't been a lot of drama through the first three rounds, but what this U.S. Open lacks in drama has been more than made up for in history and tradition at one of the most incredible golf courses on the planet, Shinnecock Hills, the oldest incorporated golf club in the United States. And today on Tee to Green, we'll take a look at the Open in Shinnecock by way of a historical perspective through the eyes of George Petro, the president of the Golf Heritage Society, who'll be here today. Then later in the show, it's an off week on golf's senior circuit as all the tour champions are idle. The senior players are headed to Ohio for next week's U.S. Senior Open, and that includes our friend Rob LeBritz, who'll be playing there next week. But first, he is stopping by the show today to talk about it, and you don't want to miss senior tour player Rob LeBritz will be here today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, which is streamed live at sportsbyline.com. And you can also hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie alongside Debbie O'Connell on this Father's Day show. We're teeing it up with George Petro next, right here on Tee to Green.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. We do it every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Come rain or shine or whatever, we don't get rained out on Tee to Green as we talk golf. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell, co-host, is here. Robert DeCosa, our producer and master control for this home edition of the show. Roscoe, the rock star dog, is also standing guard by the front door, keeping an eye out for wayward squirrels and birds. So if he gets excited, that's what's happening there. And it's Father's Day as well. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, as we got a great show lined up for you today. Debbie, how are you today? How you doing?
I am doing great, Jay. I'm excited for U.S. Open today. I'm excited to spend time with my dad. I'm very, very blessed. He is 93 years old and coming over to the house today. We're having a little pool party to celebrate the day.
Fantastic. Yeah, give him our best as well. 93. Cool. That's so cool. Great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Later in the show, Rob LeBritz is going to be here, our friend who plays on the Champions Tour, PGA Champions Tour, and he'll be playing in the U.S. Senior Open next week at Scioto in Columbus, Ohio, so he's going to stop by here and talk a little bit about that, so that should be fun to get a player's perspective of the Senior Open, and of course the U.S. Open is going on at Shinnecock this weekend, and it's Championship Sunday. Everybody in golf has been tuned in and been talking about that.
It will be very exciting, and Rob has experience at Shinnecock, so he could give us some insight about the golf course as well. And yeah, he tied for fourth in two consecutive senior opens. So, and his experience on the Champions Tour, we'll get a lot of insights for sure today.
Yeah, a lot of insight as far as the U.S. Open goes. It's the 126th. They've been playing it for over 100 years. And it's the sixth time they're playing it at Shinnecock, which is the only course to have hosted the U.S. Open in three different centuries. They started there back in the 1800s. They played it in the 1900s. And, of course, in the new millennium here in the 2000s. And who better to talk about something like that than the guy who is the president of the Golf Heritage Society, To give us a historical perspective of the U.S. Open in Shinnecock Hills, we welcome George Petro to Tee to Green today. Hey, George, happy Father's Day. Happy Sunday.
Hey, thank you very much. Yeah, great to hear you, Jay and Debbie. Appreciate being on. Yeah, absolutely. As you said, I'm president of the Golf Heritage Society. We used to be called the Golf Collectors Society, because a lot of us collect golf, but we're so much into the history. If you collect golf and you get possess these items related to golf, you're sort of holding history in your hand. So I'm very proud to be the president of that organization. We have national conventions, regional meetings, and we're just all my close friends now come out of the Golf Heritage Society. So we love golf, and we really enjoy each other talking golf, collecting golf for those who collect. And it's kind of interesting. As a little introduction, I've always been a collector, so I just collect things, rocks and minerals. I was a physician, medical instruments, and anyway, I realized just in time that golf is collectible. And so I was collecting clubs and balls and the usual kind of things until I went to an auction and ran into the most unbelievable item, which was the winner's gold medal for the 1955 U.S. Open. And I thought, I got to have this thing. I mean, I heard it was coming up. I second mortgaged my house. I ended up getting it. So I ended up with a gold medal won by Jack Fleck, who beat Ben Hogan in 1955. It's something that nobody expected could happen. It was Hogan's serious fifth open. And so that's where I started. So I started collecting golf medals on top of everything else, and that just got me into the history of the U.S. Open.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I heard 55, I was thinking that was Jack Fleck and maybe the biggest upset in golf history, knocking off, among others, Ben Hogan for the title there. Do you have any artifacts or memorabilia connected to Shinnecock Hills?
I have one item connected to Shinnecock, and it's quite interesting. I mean, Shinnecock was one of the early clubs that really catered to women's golf. And so in 1900, the women's championship was at Shinnecock. And in fact, one of the founding members of Shinnecock was a woman named Hoyt, last name Hoyt, and her daughter became the women's champ 3 years in a row. And she was the best woman golfer in the United States. Her daughter, she learned from the great Willie Dunn, who was one of the designers of the early course. He revamped an earlier 9-hole course and made it a 12-hole course and then an 18-hole course to get it ready for the 1896 Men's U.S. Open. But that daughter of Hoyt became one of the great, she was the first great American woman amateur golfer. And what I have is, she was expected in 1900, when the women's championship was at Shinnecock, she was expected to win, and she was. She had won three in a row. She was the medalist at her home course, Shinnecock, but she was beaten by young Margaret Curtis. And so I have Margaret Curtis's what medal from Shinnecock, having beaten Hoyt, and Hoyt immediately retired. But I mean, there's so many stories about Shinnecock in 1896 that a lot of you probably know, but of course there was the black golfer John Shippen, and there was also a Shinnecock Indian playing in that 1896 Open, and many know the story where some of the British pros presented a document that said we don't want to play if they play, and they were told no. You know, Theodore Havemeyer, the president of the USGA, said no. They play or nobody, or none of you guys play. So anyway, they went on to play. John Shippen didn't win, but what's very interesting about John Shippen, he was out of Shinnecock. He actually held the course record when he was 16 years old. He held the course record at Shinnecock. And in the 1896 U.S. Open, the very first of the three centuries of Shinnecock golf, unfortunately, he made 11 on the 13th hole. And had he made a simple par 4, he would have tied for the lead and could have won that Open. He was a great player, and he was maybe the first great American professional, because all the pros at that time, it took till 1911 until an American-born golfer won the U.S. Open. So the early Shinnecock history is really important to the early golf in America, especially the U.S. Open, but also the ladies' championship.
George, that is so awesome. A lot of great championship courses do feel famous out there, but there's something about Shinnecock that almost feels sacred, and the Golf Heritage Society recently referred to it as the old soul. Why has it held that place in golf for so long?
You know, I think, first of all, because it started so early, but the design, now that the course has been designed multiple times, so the current course is a 1931 Flynn design, but the clubhouse, first dedicated clubhouse by Stanford White, 1892, I mean, this is just the beginning of golf, when there are only a handful of courses, and so it's out there in the beautiful area. It's unbelievable routing. I mean, you look at the course, and even now, I mean, I played some championship courses and didn't fear them, but I look at it and I go, wow, I mean, this would be a scary course. Those runoffs, the Shapley Mown areas around the greens, so you end up in all those low spots. I mean, the landing area is so small. The way it was designed with these triangular formation of holes so that you're constantly playing different wind directions, and then the hills, it's surprising how hilly it is, but of course it's called Shinnecock Hills. And, you know, taking it from the John Shippen era to the first clubhouse to its unbelievable design, I mean, it's really, you know, it's just the mystique. It's just an amazing place.
Shinnecock was built in 1891. It started out with 12 holes. They added four more holes later. And then, as you mentioned, Flynn did the complete redesign in 1931. So there is so much history, early American golf history, at Shinnecock Hills on Long Island. And I was talking to our producer, Robert, before we went on the air, and he said something that crossed my mind in watching the TV coverage the last couple of days. When you look at a wide shot, it looks like a British Open golf course.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of this combination. It's like you say, it's very lengthy, you know, but the elevations around the green, so it's a combination, but it's just a fantastic layout. I mean, it's obviously one of the best.
Yeah, we need to take a break. We're talking.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Golf is the language spoken here every Sunday on T. DeGrain, the Golf Show. Thanks for joining us today. Happy Father's Day. It's Championship Sunday at the U.S. Open as well. With Debbie O'Connell, I'm G. Ritchie. Coming up, we'll talk to Rob Labrits off the Tour Champions. He's getting ready, along with all the other players on the Tour Champions, to head to Scioto, Columbus, Ohio, for the 2026 U.S. Senior Open. That is next weekend, and Rob's going to stop by a little bit to talk about competing in the U.S. Senior Open. We're talking to George Petro, the president of the Golf Heritage Society, about the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills out on Long Island. And Rob, before we went to, George, before we went to break, we were talking about the similarities between Shinnecock and a lot of the links courses over in Great Britain and Ireland, where the British Open is played, and the fact that it looks like a links course, especially when you look at it from up above or a wide shot on TV. Can you comment a little bit more on that?
Yes, certainly. I mean, in fact, the designers had spent, their prior years in Great Britain. So, those are the kinds of courses they played. And so the early courses they tried to design much like the British courses they knew. And in fact, for instance, the seventh hole is a Redan hole. Now, a Redan hole is one of these par threes that slopes usually from right to left, front to back, and very tricky. If you don't hit a perfect shot, you're down in some valley next to the green. Well, that's a copy of the famous 15th hole Redan hole at one of the great courses in Scotland, North Berwick. So there's all kinds of things, like C.B. McDonald, who was another famous golfer in America. He designed National Golf Links, which is right next to Shinnecock, very much linksy. So the land was good, the wind is there, sandy soil. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I did want to say one more thing, just as far as history. It's like Shinnecock was one of the five founding members of the USGA, United States Golf Association, which makes it, you know, another reason that it's such an important course and fixture. And, I mentioned C.B. McDonald. What's interesting is all the pros were Brits and the amateurs were Americans in the 1890s. And they decided to have the championship for the United States amateur players in 1894. So they invited Newport, Rhode Island, invited all the top golf amateurs to play in the U.S., what was going to be the U.S. Amateur Championship. And at the same time, the four top pros in America, all Brits, competed against each other. And they determined the first U.S. Open winner in 1894. But it turns out that tournament was scrubbed. It became unofficial. And it became unofficial because the C.B. McDonald, designer of the Chicago Golf Club and designer of the National Links in Long Island, was known as the best amateur player. And so he plays in this championship, and he's leading the tournament, but his ball comes up against a stone wall crossing the fairway, and he loses the championship. And he says, that's an illegal hole. plus the tournament with stroke play, a championship needs to be match play. So they scrubbed the first championship in 1894 because he says it doesn't count. So the U.S. Open winner gets scrubbed at the same time. So they said, okay, we'll do it your way. So a month later in October, they go to St. Andrews, Yonkers area. Stephen McDonald is leading again, but he loses his lead, loses in the playoff. And now he says, hey, doesn't count. And they go, what do you mean it doesn't? Again, it doesn't count? You know, it doesn't count. He says, it doesn't count because, one, because it wasn't held under the auspices of a governing body. And so he forced Shinnecock to get together with St. Andrews, Newport, Chicago, and the Country Club in Boston, and they formed the United States Golf Association December 1894, and then in 1895 we had our first U.S. Open. So a lot of controversy in the beginning, but a very interesting start.
Wow.
That is
kind of like I'm going to take my ball and go home.
history golf is really fun. And like I said, we, you know, people like me collect medals and trophies. We're very much into that. The people who collect sports cards, who collect artwork, books, I mean, ceramics. You know, like I say, I send people to our website, golfheritage.org, and I say, hey, take a look. See all the things that be collectible. Find your niche. If you like collecting things, then golf, and you're a golfer, and then you like, you know, it's a fantastic place to see what might be collected. Plus, we play a lot of hickory golf. And it's amazing to me, when you look back at these courses and see some of the scores they even shot, they were playing with hickory clubs and gutta-percha balls in 1896, that first U.S. Open. It's incredible. They're shooting in the 70s. Now, the courses were shorter, but unbelievable golf was played in those days.
That's incredibly talented golfers playing with that equipment, for sure. Hey, George, for fans watching today, you know, this final round, it should be exciting. You know, I know it's a six-shot lead, but with Scotty lurking, you know, he played well yesterday, played better than anyone, getting under par. What should they know about Shinnecock that will go beyond what they'll see in the leaderboard, what they'll see in the TV shots, you know, like specifically that par three hole you mentioned? You know, are there other things they should look for as they're watching today's coverage?
I'll tell you, you know, they're always going to say play one shot at a time. I don't know how you could possibly do that in the U.S. Open. I mean, really what they're just, you know, you mentioned Scotty. I think Scotty still has a shot, but I'll tell you, you know, the leader is playing so well. He's putting his brains out. I guess you've got to, you know, if you're, the problem is going to be if you're going to go for shots to try to make birdies, you're going to get into those runoffs. And some horrible things are going to happen. And I know these are such wide fairways, but the way they slope, if you don't play, you know, the right, the fade into the hill or play enough borrow on those fairways, wide as they are, you're in trouble. So I think you just have to, you know, I'm not the expert on this, but you have to manage your game one shot at a time, make pars, hope the other guy makes a mistake. And if he doesn't, go for broke, but boy, that's probably going to cost you. It's a tough, tough place to try to go low. I mean, as you probably know, I'm sure you do, there's only been three people in the history of the tournament ever finished subpar. I mean, you know, that's it. You know, only three golfers in the last four events. So, you know, they're probably going to make it very tough. I don't know what the wind conditions are today, but, you know, I think you're just going to have to plot ahead, and you know, you need a mistake. But you know, congratulations if he does win. If
so, you're saying for Scotty, he's going to have to go for it, but there's a lot. It's a risk reward on just about every hole out there because you have to be so specific with your shot.
I personally think it's cool that they're both in the final group. They're going to be right there. You know. If there's any stumbling, then you take advantage of it. I mean, I'm just excited to watch it and see how they do it. You know what I mean? They know what they're going to do. Let's see what they do. I think there's still, it's going to be fun. That's all I can say.
Well, the last four winners: Raymond Floyd, Corey Pavin, Retief Goosen, Brooks Koepka. That's a pretty good list of good players right there. Yeah, that tells you.
It sure is. Yeah, I mean, and there's been those great shots. I mean, Corey Pavin's four wood in 95. I remember watching that. He didn't make the putt, but it assured him of not making a big number and losing it. You're right. I mean, and you look at those scores, they don't go very low. So, you know, I'd be surprised if this goes to like 10 under and then it's over. But, you know, 3-4 under, if you can get to 3-4 under, I mean, that person can win the tournament.
Sixth U.S. Open being played at Shinnecock, which will host again in 2036. And that year, it will host both the Opens, the U.S. Open and the Women's U.S. Open in 2036. So even adding more, George, to the historical lore of Shinnecock and telling the story.
Yep. No, absolutely. What a place. I'm so glad. Hopefully I'm still around for the next one. I had my knee replaced a couple weeks ago, or I'd be out at Shinnecock now. So I hope to get out there. I've never been to the course, but just unbelievable. I'm just enjoying it, even though I'm here on TV. Yeah, what a place.
What do you think this course is going to... sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, go ahead, Debbie. Go ahead and last question.
They're going to crown the U.S. Open champions today. What will the course have revealed about the player who wins?
But, I'm sorry. There was a lot of background during that. I missed it.
Oh, I was asking, what will the course have revealed about the winner today?
Well, these are all philosophical things. I mean, you know, you've just got to control your wits, basically. I mean, you know, when it's the U.S. Open and history on the line, and then, you know, Scotty, this is Scotty's slam. Can you imagine the pressure on this one? He wants it so bad. You see those fist pumps. So that's going to matter everything. I mean, the leader can win his second U.S. Open. I think it'll be interesting to see how the crowd reacts.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and
military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
It's Destination Listening for Dedicated Golfers. Tita Green, The Golf Show, the show by golfers for golfers. Championship Sunday at the U.S. Open. We've been talking about that today. And next week, the U.S. Senior Open will take place at the famed Scioto Country Club in Columbus, Ohio. The Senior Open was played a year ago at the Broadmoor here in Colorado Springs. Padraig Harrington was the winner. The Senior Open, a big deal on the Tour Champions. And speaking of that, our next guest is standing by, ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. Rob LeBritz, who's the former head pro at Glen Arbor Golf Course, Bedford Hills, New Jersey. He got his Senior Tour card, Champions Tour card, and turned professional in 2022. Since then, he's played in over 80 Tour Champions events, and he'll be teeing it up next week at Scioto. But first, we're going to talk to Rob LeBritz right now on the Tee to Green guest line, welcoming him back to the show. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Jay, good morning. Happy Father's Day. Doing great this morning. How are you?
We're great. Where are you?
I am currently driving to Binghamton to go qualify for the Dick's Sporting Goods event on the PGA Tour Champions.
Ah, super. Yeah. Say hi to Debbie, too.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hey, Rob. I'm great. I'm excited to chat with you. Happy Father's Day to you. And thank you for taking the time to do this. You know, you've had an amazing career with the U.S. Open, two tied for fours, and I remember your first one. That smile of yours was all over the screen, and you were a fan favorite that year. Tell us what is so extraordinary about USGA events that the guys today or these last 4 days have been experiencing and that you're looking forward to next week.
Yeah, I mean, the USGA just really sets up a great venue, and they know how to make the golf course play to shoot around even par, which generally brings out your champions in one of these, United States Golf Association events. They just know how to run an event. They take care of the players. They take care of the crowd, the fans, and it's just a fun time for everybody to be out there watching some great golf.
There's been times where some players call USGA courses unfair. Have you ever found that with your experience that, you know, challenging is one thing, but fair is another? Or have you just found that they just make them challenging? The pin placements, the greens, the rough, it's all just the biggest challenge you can imagine, both on your test of your game and of course, the mental game.
Yeah, they make it as challenging as they can. You know, sometimes conditions get a little bit out of control, which makes it even more challenging, the firmness of the greens, the speed of the greens. I looked at the first two rounds at Shinnecock this year, and I was out there in Southampton, and the wind wasn't blowing as much as they thought it was, but the greens were softer and slower for the first 2 days. And now you can see over the weekend, especially yesterday and today, that the greens are starting to speed up, and simply do because of the wind. And you know, once the USGA, you know, takes the water off it, they can kind of do whatever they want with the speed and the firmness. So it's going to be a heck of a Sunday today.
You'll be teeing it up at Scioto, another famous and difficult course, challenging course, there in Columbus, Ohio. What do you know about Scioto? Have you played it a lot or played it before?
I've never played it at all. I know it's one of Mr. Nicklaus's, I believe it might be his first or where he grew up playing. So I'm excited to get back there and see him. I'm a big fan of Mr. Nicklaus and anything that he really does. So having a chance to play Scioto, it's an amazing experience. I've heard so much about the golf course, although I've never actually stepped foot on it.
So will you talk to, who will you talk to, or will you pick the brains of some of your competitors, your fellow competitors? Who do you, how do you prepare for a course you've never played before and a major championship?
I'll definitely pick the brain of some people. I know some caddies out there. I definitely know some members. So, you know, I'll pick the brain of some people like that, and I'll get out there, depending on how this week goes, either Monday or Tuesday of next week, and, you know, get my due diligence done on the golf course.
So, Rob, you're saying you're going to qualify for a Tour Champions event. What is your status right now on the tour?
I have, it's kind of a weird status. I've made enough money to be in all the Monday qualifiers, so I've been chasing that to kind of get my status back. I have to play in a minimum of 7 events to show up on the Schwab Cup money list, and then I'll be eligible for the playoffs. So right now, the U.S. Senior Open will be my 6th event, and hopefully this week the Dick's Sporting Goods will be my 6th event, and then U.S. Senior Open will be my 7th event. So it's a grind. When I lost my status a few years ago, it's been a grind the last couple of years. Went through a poor back injury. But you know what, to be honest with you, I'm enjoying the process. I'm getting better. My back feels better. And I'm just enjoying the grind of chasing and getting back out on the Champions Tour full time.
Did you play in Des Moines at Wakanda last weekend?
I went to qualify for Des Moines and shot even par, and 5 under got into a playoff, and I was down the road to entertain some clients at the U.S. Open and get some practice in and get ready for the Dick's Sporting Goods and the Senior Open. It never ends. It's just a daily grind. Hopefully you get in the events. Hopefully you might get a sponsor event, a sponsor invitation. If you do, that's great. Take some pressure off. If you don't, you've got to go beat the other 30 hungry guys out there that want to get in the field.
Yeah.
Now, Rob, I know you. You've been, I've known you since the very beginning of your career down in Stuart, Florida, in the Hope Sound area. And then you came up, worked at Shinnecock for a little while. And it's been a pursuit of yours for years. You've always, seemingly always believed. Have you had those moments of, do I still want to do this, or is this my dream? I know it was exciting when you got to look forward to the Senior Tour, like the Champions Tour. Tell us the mentality, because I imagine that could help some people who are listening, who are maybe pursuing a dream or a goal in one way, shape, or form, golf or otherwise. You know, what has that road been like for you, and have you had those down moments where you've said, you know what, no, this is what I want to be doing?
100%. I've had the ups and the down moments, but the one thing that has been in the forefront of my career is always my golf game. Even at the jobs that I had, you know, I was able to do a great job. I understand the golf industry, but I always kept my golf game at a certain level. And now that I've been out there and I've had a taste of it, and I've had some small success with not even truly being prepared out there, I feel like it's just a matter of time. I just have to stick to the process, stick to the path, and then hopefully, you know, being 55 now, hopefully my body stays in rhythm with me and doesn't decide to get hurt at all. I do everything I can to prevent injury, stretching, working out, eating right. I'm never going to give up, Debbie. I'm going to, when I give up is going to be when I can't say this, but my challenge is I want to win senior major championships. I got a chance in 2 weeks to do that. I've always said that. I want to win senior majors. So, I got a lottery ticket in a couple weeks to go see if I can get that done. And if not, we're just going to stay the path and keep grinding and trying to get in the events and, you know, play in pro-ams and make people's games better while I'm out there and then compete in the events. I love every minute of it. And it's a challenge and I see myself succeeding down the road. So, it's just sticking to the process and then everything will happen.
Rob Britz, well, PGA Tour Champions, our guest. Go ahead, Debbie.
No, I was going to say, again, Rob LeBritz, PGA Tour champion, and you may have seen him on TV at the USGA senior event. The guy with the big smile had his cell phone out there and came in tied for 4th and 2 in a row. And great news for you, Rob. We had Lita Lindley on this show the week before she competed in the Women's Senior Open, and she went on to win it. So I think there's some good karma here.
That is great karma. Lita's she's great competitor. I mean, for a club pro to win, you know, as a teaching pro, to go out to win Ladies Senior Open was awesome. So, yeah, hopefully I'll follow in her footsteps and we'll move on. But we got some great competition in front of us to get over. So,
you talked about staying healthy and things you need to do to keep the body in shape. I don't think the average fan realizes you're in your mid-50s now, and it gets tougher, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, your workout routines change from your 20s to your 30s to your 40s to your 50s. I've been doing it, you know, pretty much since I was 29. So now I'm 55, so my workout routines have definitely changed to a lot more stretching, a lot more maintenance. As you hit over 50, you know, you lose 3 to 4% of your muscle mass a year. So you've got to lift weights to keep your muscles there. You've got to eat right, make sure you drink enough water. There's all sorts of great things in the world right now with peptides and all sorts of great things that you can add to your diet, especially for over 50 to help regenerate cells and regenerate your DNA. So you just have to do your due diligence and talk to your doctor and get on the right plan.
Yeah, today's world is different with that, rejuvenating stem cells and so many different options out there. So I like what you said about doing research for sure and all that. Now, you have won 9 professional events. You've won a lot in the New York, New Jersey area, in the metropolitan area when you were a club pro. I'm figuring you probably had some times where you had a lead. So when you think about Wyndham Clark today, let's ride back to that, your experience in tournaments, having leads, what does his mentality need to be? When you have Scottie Scheffler, I kind of imagine it's kind of like when Tiger Woods would be chasing people, when Scottie's right there in your group. Big shot looks like a lot, but in 2 holes, that could change really quickly. So what would you say a great game plan for Wyndham Clark would be today?
Well, Wyndham's been there before. He's won a U.S. Open already. I mean, so for him, I guarantee he's going out there and he's just going to execute every shot that he can to the best of his ability. He's not going to get in front of himself. He's not going to get behind himself. He's not going to worry about the guys chasing him. He's got 7 shots. So if he goes out there and shoots even par to 1 under and just plays a normal game, he should be, you know, walking away with that U.S. Open trophy. However, if he gets a little, you know, in front of himself, and, you know, Shinnecock can do that to you. You hit in the wrong spot once or twice, and trust me, you know, being an assistant golf pro there for 3 years, I've played that course probably more than anyone in that field. There's places that you just do not want to miss the golf ball, because if you do, you know, making par is a stretch, and then sometimes bogeys and doubles just pop up really quick. So he's just going to be a game plan of staying calm. He's got 7 shots. So if he goes out there and executes, stays calm, and just one shot at a time, he will be fine.
What's the most? What's the biggest thing he has to avoid with Shinnecock itself? He said you know it so well, and you've been there as an assistant pro. What's the biggest thing he's going to have to not do? Hello. I think we lost Rob.
Oh, yeah, maybe we did. He is driving.
Yeah. Okay. That's Rob. I hear the music. That's Rob LeBritz from the PGA Tour Champions. He's on his way to an event today in Binghamton, New York, and then he's headed to Scioto Country Club, Columbus, Ohio, for next week's U.S. Senior Open. And we wish him the best of luck, and we thank him for taking time to join us today. What a fun interview, and we'll hope he has a good week next week, Debbie.
Yeah, we'll be rooting for him for sure. He definitely is a fan favorite.
Rob LeBritz today here on Tee to Green. Don't go away. More of Tee to Green coming up right after this.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
The fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. Another hour flying by today here on Tee to Green, the golf show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Robert Dacosis in Master Control, and in golf this weekend, as we mentioned, the Champions Tour, the Tour Champions, is idle this week ahead of their Senior Open Championship next week. LPGA Tour in Michigan this weekend for the Meyer LPGA Classic, and of course the final round of the 126th U.S. Open today at Shinnecock Hills on Long Island. We could have sat here for the past hour or so, Debbie, and talked about Wyndham Clark being at 7-under, Scottie Scheffler at 1-other, four players at even par, Rory McIlroy at +3. The same stuff everybody in golf is talking about this weekend, but we wanted to give our listeners just a little bit of a different twist on it this weekend. I think with guests like George Petro from the Golf Heritage Society and with Rob LeBritz from the PGA Tour Champions, I think they did a good job and helped us to pull that off.
Oh, yes, especially with the understanding and the insights on Shinnecock. You know, it's just fantastic to hear all that. It'll help our listeners watch today's final round with a different light and look for that number 7 par 3 hole and how it was designed and recognize some of the holes from the courses over in Europe. So, and if I may say, Jay, there's a gal, Riley Smythe. She is on the LPGA Tour. She's a rookie. When she was in high school, she actually tore both of her hip labrums. She has fought back. She's 26 years old. This is the first cut she has made. She's right now tied for 9th. So if you want someone to root for on the LPGA Tour today, Riley Smith would be your gal.
Yeah, that's the Meyer Classic on Golf Channel. The U.S. Open, early coverage on USA, and later coverage on NBC. And somebody at the USGA must have a good sense of humor, because the first two rounds, the grouping, I loved it. It was Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood. And, of course, I loved it just like everybody else would, because who doesn't like a little bit of Fleetwood Mac?
That was a good one.
Enjoy, everybody. Thanks to our guests today. Thanks for listening. Good job, Robert DeCozzi in Master Control. Get out, play some golf this week, and when you do, hit them long, hit them straight.